My favorite Packer moment would have to have been when the time ran out in Super Bowl 45. It was exceptional. Nick Collins had an interception return for a touchdown where Green, a lineman, knocked Rod, who was just with us for half a year, I think, knocked Roethlisberger's hand, putting that ball in orbit, and Nick came down with it and ran it back for a touchdown. It's beautiful. It's beautiful. I was crazy. The bar was crazy. Every customer was crazy. It was complete mayhem, but all good-spirited. All good. Everybody happy, hugging each other, people crying, people laughing. It was every emotion flew when that final clock ticked off, when that clock ticked off. Nick Collins will always be a Packer hero. My name's Patrick Daly, and I own the Kettle of Fish in New York City. I'm from Wauwatosa, Wisconsin, born and raised. I came here for vacation and I never left. June 16th, 1980. Remember the day very clearly. It was a hot June day, and in those days people didn't have air conditioning. And everybody was outside. In the past there was a bus terminal just south of Grand Central where the buses from LaGuardia would come in, and the driver that happened to be taking me in took all the side streets in Queens. And everybody was outside, and it was every color in the book, skin color. I couldn't really believe what I was seeing, the diversity, and I thought, I got to stick around and see what's going on here.
I came here a couple of years ago for one match, and it was like the most fun I've had at a Packers game that wasn't like at a stadium. I've been coming ever since.
When I was going out to apply for jobs, I met a manager at a restaurant who was from Wisconsin, and we bonded over it, and I was saying, I need to find a Green Bay Packer bar because most of the games get blacked out. And she's like, oh, go to Kettle of Fish every game day.
And this place is awesome. We have a bunch of regulars that are always up there, and we're all diehards. It's pretty much the next best thing to Lambeau.
So last week I brought my parents here, and my dad said that the only place he's ever seen this much enthusiasm at a game is at Lambeau. So this is kind of my Lambeau outside of Wisconsin. It's as close to home as I can get.
When we opened up at the Kettle on Christopher Street, I was going to watch the Packers, period. We didn't know that it would turn into what it turned into, which we're extremely grateful to. And, you know, the more people, the more fun. But I was going to be watching the Packers one way or the other. And when we first had the pack on, when we opened, Adrian and I would be watching the games by ourselves.
And then the following year, a few more people started watching. And then the following year, I started pre-making Bloody Mary mix and occasionally helping behind the bar because it was just one bartender. It was just a casual Sunday afternoon.
And then a group of fellas, there was an attorney in the neighborhood, Josh, great guy. And Josh came by, and in the window behind me, I had a little Packer pennant in the window behind me. And he came in and said, do you guys show the Packer games? And I said, absolutely, join us. So he brought in a group of friends, maybe 7, 8 guys, and we would sit at the round table, watch the games. I would slice the cheese and sausage at the table, and then it started to grow.
It's truly organic, which is why it's so cool, is because it wasn't set out to be. It was just, we have a bar, we're showing the Packer games. And slowly but surely, more and more people were like, oh great, I can watch the Packer games here.
The Kettle of Fish came into my life through my brother-in-law, who lives here. Mick was a big softball player. So when I came, Mick invited me. I started playing softball. The Kettle was forming the team, is going to sponsor the team. And so I got connected with the Kettle of Fish through playing softball. And in 83, I started bartending for the Kettle on McDougal Street, the original location.
I met Patrick because I was working at the Kettle of Fish, and he worked at the Kettle of Fish. And here we are 24 years later.
Bob Dylan was a regular at the Kettle of Fish, which actually had a downstairs poetry club, the Gaslight Poetry Club. So people like Dylan, Joan Baez, Phil Oakes were going down and playing the poetry club. Between sets, they'd go up and drink at the Kettle of Fish, which came to be known as The Office. Bob Dylan famously met Jimi Hendrix for the first time in 1965 at Kettle of Fish. They didn't get a lot accomplished, though. They didn't create a great masterpiece. They were both so stoned, they just giggled through most of the meeting, unfortunately.
The Kettle of Fish moved around the corner to 3rd Street, where Folk City had been, in 1986. And at the end of 98, that lease was up. My boss retired. I bought the name and moved it to 59 Christopher Street.
So he's the one who did all the searching around for the home. Pat one day says, I think I found the spot. Come down, meet me. And I walked in and I'm like, oh, wait, this was the Lion's Head. I remember the Lion's Head. Right. No, definitely. This is much better than the McDougal Street location was just very small space. When it moved around the corner to 3rd Street where Gertie's Folk City had been, it just big. The ceilings are 21 feet tall and just vacuous and large and very NYU fratty at the time, and just a very different vibe. So bringing it to here felt more like the original space again. Felt like, oh, it's getting back to what it's supposed to be, a nice, comfortable place.
Everything was kind of coming together with this space. I walked outside, I called up Adrian, and I said, we found home. And we did. 17 and a half years later, we're here.
Now, the current location of Kettle of Fish was originally, from 1966 to 1996, was the location of the Lion's Head, which was one of the biggest, most famous literary hangouts in New York, and also some of our mayors. Ed Koch used to hang out there, John Lindsay, Bobby Kennedy, and Jessica Lange used to wait tables here before she became famous.
Packer Pete was one of the front regulars who started keeping a logbook of every Packer game that they watched here.
It's almost a way to relive the games and what was actually happening in the bar at the time, because you sort of get the big exclamation points, the loud writing. You can tell when people were happy, when people were upset. You know, it's really kind of, it brings you back. You might see an excerpt and be like, I remember that game.
There once was a team in Green Bay who would let nothing stand in their way. To Arizona they flew, then bid adieu. The Whiskey Burgs sang all the way.
It's a way for us to sort of be able to go back and relive the games that we watched here over 7 or 8 years now. We've got the fifth volume going, and hopefully we'll keep this going for a while.
Every game they write things. Packer notables will be in there. Jerry Kramer watched a game with us. Dave Robinson had a book signing here. That was great. And John Brockington used to visit quite often, or often enough, because his stepdaughter Jessica was a regular here for Packer games.
When the Kettle of Fish moved here to Christopher Street, they moved to an even more historic location than they had been at before. They moved right next door to the Stonewall Tavern, which was the location of the famous Stonewall Uprising, when 2,000 to 3,000 gay men and gay women took to the streets to fight the police for raiding the Stonewall, which they did often.
I've been working here on and off 46 years. At the day of the rebellion, I was 30 years old, and I'll be 78 very shortly. Well, before that, I went to jail 10 to 12 times just for being in a gay bar, because it was against the law to serve a known homosexual alcohol in New York City. And the police used to raid the bars, not because they were gay bars or we were homosexuals. They raided the bars to let the mafia bosses know, you're making money next week, we want more money in our envelope.
Gay bars in New York were originally owned by the mafia. Why was the mafia involved in gay bars? It was illegal and there was money to be made. That was enough.
The mafia owned everything gay in New York City, restaurants, bars, anything. They were your partner whether you liked it or not. When the cops raided the bar and they threw people out, we broke through the side door and came out. And there was 30 of us. The next thing you know, it was a couple of hundred. The cops were barricaded inside, deathly afraid to leave the building. We broke the windows. We broke the lock, the wall behind the window, small plywood. Two people, there was parking over by the park. They pulled a parking meter out of the ground and used it as a battering ram to knock the doors in. The cops were calling the 6th Precinct for help, and they're going, we're busy, because they were screwing up their money. But after we had nothing else to do, we lit garbage cans and threw them through the open windows with the police in it, and that's when the 6th Precinct and the riot squad had to help. It was raided by the vice squad. They were after the mafia bosses.
The police actually barricaded themselves inside the Stonewall because they feared for their lives. That's usually considered the birth of gay rights in America. The very next year, in 1970, the first gay rights parade was held, which starts uptown and ends down here on Christopher Street. And now, probably most important, there's a community of Packers fans come out to the games, come here to the Kettle of Fish, here in the wilderness of New York City, to root for the beloved Green Bay Packers.
For me, the Kettle of Fish is, community. Everyone who comes here, for the most part, repeatedly anyway, they come for just the environment more than anything else. Hospitality that the staff has brought here. Some people say it's just a nice dose of Wisconsin. Other people who are not from Wisconsin are like, you know, it's just a great place to come to enjoy a football game at the end of the day.
It's a good time here. So unless I'm traveling for the game, if I'm not at the stadium, I'm here.
And you can't find this anywhere else. There are all other bars. They claim to be Packer bars, but generally when you go into those bars, you're going to have other football games going on. It's here. Only the Packer game is being shown. Only Packer fans are here for the most part. So that's what makes this place special.
The people make this place so special because we're all just so passionate about not just the team itself, but by being there and being a community.
Such great energy. Everyone's happy. Everyone's, oh, where are you from in Wisconsin? Oh, I love going there. You know, everyone's excited all the time.
Statements ever made.
Wisconsinites.
It's a whole other community, yeah. It's all ages. I would say 40% are regular returns, and then 60% are the people who are visiting from wherever.
As far as why our connection with the Packers has worked out is, without a question, the people that come to the Kettle of Fish. These are the people that have made this happen.
My name is Coleman. This is Stephanie. We've been together for 2 years, and we met right there, right where that chalkboard is right now. Waiting to get into the game. I don't know what game it was, but it was 2 years ago.
As the Packers are connected to the fans, and the fans keeping the Packers in Green Bay, you know, a town of 100,000 people has the greatest professional football team, period. Those same fans, when they come to New York, when they transplant themselves to New York, or the ones coming and visiting, are staying loyal to their team and gathering, thankfully, here at the Kettle and making this all happen. When the Packers play a night game, we don't want people to have to get here when we normally open and stay all day into the night. It's just too many hours of their day taken up as far as we're concerned. And the ones who would be here would be inviting and might not even be able to see the game when it rolled around. We close, we get everybody out, and then reopen before the game starts to bring in the Packer folk and to have the party begin.
Our tradition is we come in, we know the routine, we set things up, and then we order food, and we have either breakfast or lunch or whatever it's going to be, and then we, right before we open the door, we do a nice little shot. Just to, because, you know, a shot makes everything work well.
And meanwhile, while we're setting up, there's the line starts. Often the line starts before we get here. But the line continues to grow for people waiting to come in when we open our doors.
For every Packer game that's shown, there is a line that forms outside the door. They start forming about 2 hours maybe. Before a game, before kickoff?
If you want to get a seat at the bar, generally you have to get here 2 hours before to really get the seats in the back.
I show up about 3 hours before the game starts.
it's really fun to be among the standers who come a little later. But, you know, to have a more relaxed experience, it's good to get a seat.
So a lot of people run in and get either a table or the bar. We like to get the couch. It's comfortable. We bring our snacks, and we're good.
People are allowed to bring in any kind of food they want, and snacks or larger things. People share food. People in the front, we have the same group of regulars in the front, and they're all sharing their food. We have people in the back sharing their food. The Packer game's a party. It's a party.
We have like a group of like four or five people that come every time, and we just share with everybody. So it's essentially our own little potluck. When you enter there, you're basically in, you're not in New York anymore. You're in someone's basement in Wisconsin, and it's amazing.
He serves brats up until halftime. We start getting brats. So they're awesome, and they're brats from Wisconsin.
I come here when I'm homesick because I'm surrounded by people from Wisconsin. There's beer, there's brats, and there's the Green Bay Packers. It's amazing.
For the Packers, we get Usinger brats sent in weekly. So a good Milwaukee brat. We also have, from Bledsoe's in Marathon outside of Wausau, aged cheddar. And we have the summer sausage from Silver Creek Specialty Meats in Oshkosh. And that all really helps, it's Wisconsin food. It's Midwest food. It's Wisconsin food. I mean, a game has to have a bratwurst, right? I mean, it just has to have a brat. We have quite a few beers here, but we're very attached to what I call our local Wisconsin beer. And that's the Six Point Brewery in Red Hook, Brooklyn. Six Point Brewery was opened up by Shane Welch, who's still the president. And he learned how to brew his beer in his dorm room at Madison. He later worked at a brew pub, and when he graduated from Madison, came here and opened up the brewery. One in particular is called Little Wisco, which was brewed for us. We were in on the making of the ingredients, decided we'd have corn in the mash to give it the Wisconsin feel. And it's a great pale ale, brewed for us, and now also sold in Wisconsin, we're happy to say. They asked our permission to do it, and we certainly gave it. So when anybody asks, why don't you have more Wisconsin beers here? Well, we do have some, but we also have a local Wisconsin.
As the season goes on, when we get in there, you have to get a ticket and you have to get it punched. Because when the playoffs come, it's going to be way too many people here to fit in the bar. So you have to show that you've been to the bar, I think, at least six, seven times. Otherwise, you're probably not getting in, or everybody else will get in before you, and then they'll let the people who don't show up as much get in.
It's a two-drink minimum, and so you get your two-drink tickets, and with every thing, you get a little ticket card, punch card, like a coffee punch thing. And if you bring it with you every week or every time you show up, and if you get enough punches in it, when the postseason happens, you get to pre-purchase your postseason tickets to be in here. So that way you still stand in line, but you know that you're in, as opposed to being shut out like had happened in the past.
The two owners there are so friendly with us that when they have these big events with the Green Bay Packers and they're overcrowded, we have a big screen in the downstairs. We put all the TVs on and play the game. And all these straight men, women come over and drink at our bar and have the time of their life. Sometimes it's the first time they've ever been in a gay bar. When they come in, when the games are playing, they are very polite. Sometimes the gay people are rude, but they're very polite. They enjoy. We put out food for them if we know they're coming. Hot dogs and beans and everything. And she'll send over food. And we get, as I said, the only thing I know about the Green Bay Packers is the Kettle of Fish gave me a T-shirt. And it has Kettle of Fish Green Bay Packers on it.
There's a lot of camaraderie. You feel like part of the family instantly. Packers versus Vikings. We had one person that showed up full purple, the Viking horns, everything. They were standing right with us, and we were just enjoying the game together. So, like I said, this whole bar, it's family when you're playing.
The nice thing about this bar is that you can be here the first time, and you feel like your family. You know, people leave going, wow, this is my new local, although I live in Berlin, you know, wherever. You know, we're open, nice people by and large.
Packer fans are diehard fans, and it runs in their blood. Green Bay Packer fans are awesome. They're just awesome people. They're genuine. They welcome even the people online here. When we got here, most of them were from Green Bay. They all kind of just welcome everybody. They're just great people.
The Kettle of Fish in general has always been a community. Before I was here, hopefully long after I'm gone, the Kettle of Fish has always created a community. And the fact that we've added on to that community with our Packer family is, what more could anybody ask for? It's the people that make up the Packer community here. It just makes life so much more pleasurable. It just makes life more fun.